Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Flo Faridin, who is an RN in a Bachelor of Science degree, and we're going to be talking about clearing the vessel from the inside out. Now, Flo has a lot of history behind her, so I'm just going to give you a little update of who Flo is, so you just know just a little bit about her, because she's a walking genius, let me tell you. So Flo Faridin has actually enjoyed an 18-year career as a registered nurse, and she worked at McMaster University here in Ontario. And she worked in the ICU, and she worked with the sickest of the sick. She witnessed both the short and long-term effects that people would have from exposure and indigestion of household toxics. And she realized then that she wanted to retire from nursing, and she wanted to put her passion into teaching people full time. And that's really what she's done. And since I met Flo 20 years ago, I know that the lifestyle that I live today is very much to the knowledge that in wisdom, I have to say that Flo has, and helped me become green. Because 20 years ago, green was only a color. And I know you remember that, Flo. Are you there, my friend?
I am here. Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me. And are you ready to show everyone all this wisdom and knowledge that we have about, you know, so many people don't understand that, you know, there's so many toxics within our home. And that's why we always talk about the toxics too. And 20 years ago when I met Flo, I wasn't aware of all this stuff. You know, we met, and, you know, her and Gary are now like my parents in spirit, in the physical form. They're parents from a past life, let's just call it that. And her education of her medical history and how I got involved with Flo. And here I am 20 years later. I have no toxics in my home. I have been toxic free for 20 years. And I truly, truly believe this is a big part to why my abilities on the spiritual level are so high, because there's no toxics within my body. And putting them in the body and having them on the body are two different things. And Flo could talk for hours and hours and hours about so much stuff. But we want to talk today just about, you know, getting the toxic stuff out of your house. So, Flo, why don't you talk a little bit about your story and how, you know, a little bit more about, you know, what made you get into this passion of helping people. You know, you're educating people. You're a walking encyclopedia.
Not quite. But I am passionate about, you know, what we do and educating people about what we do. And I did work a lot with children. So at McMaster, it became the children's hospital. So more and more, we were taking care of more and more children. And like Carrie said, I was taking care of the sickest of the sick. And when you do that for a long time, you start to get a lot more interested in wellness and prevention and kind of interceding at the front end instead of always treating at the back end. There's no pun there. Anyways, it's really, really important for us to be preventative in our thinking, and getting poisons out of the house is a simple, simple way to do that. It's a great first step. And so that's really, you know, I was passionate because I took care of a lot of kids, and then I was a nurse clinician for kids with inflammatory bowel disease, you know, Crohn's and those things. And that was also at McMaster. So, you know, having that history and being around children and sick children so much, it just really, really increased my passion even more ardently about getting poisons out of the house. It's important for all of us, but when you think of what we're doing to the next generation and how it's impact them, you know, impacting them at a young age, it can have, you know, lifelong effects. So we want to get started as early as possible, and that's really what sort of driven me to do this, to do wellness seminars, to teach people more about their general wellness, to help them with aging well as well. And when we talk about wellness, I really look at this as falls under physical wellness. And you want to keep it in simple terms and think about, you know, what you put in your body. Carrie, you talked about a little bit, what you put in your body, what you put on your body, what you breathe into your body, and then what are you doing with your body? Are you moving it around? So I do wellness training in all areas of wellness. Today, you know, Carrie asked me to just focus on this one area. It's very impactful, and it's something that's easy for everyone to do. It's something that's in our control, and it's really just a matter of awareness. Like she said, you know, all those years ago, really didn't think about it much. We trusted everything that was on the shelves. We figured if it was there, it was safe, wrong. But we're learning more now. And so I'm finding over the years, you know, there's a lot more knowledge now, but we're still, you know, those products are still there, and there's still a long way to go to educating people. So I really enjoy what I do, and I think it has an impact. So today we're going to focus on that area of awareness. And it is a green movement. Like now, green is used as a noun, as an adjective. Are you greening your home? You know, green environment, green living, you know, whatever. It's just almost an overused word. But Carrie's right. You know, when we started doing this, you know, for Gary and I over 20 years ago, it was new. Green was just a color. When you talked about green, people were talking about a color. Some of the people I talk to now weren't even born, you know, when we started to do this. So it's kind of a really neat thing, and it's exciting for us to be able to help people with that because now they are a lot more aware. But what hasn't changed, I find, is that these products are still being produced more and more. They're produced, they're manufactured, and they're sold in stores everywhere, and they're found in homes everywhere. And this isn't a way to make anybody feel bad about what they have in their home because it's always a matter of awareness. And especially when I did a lot of teaching, and Carrie was involved with this too, we did a lot of teaching with moms and parents. We were part of a Center of Education for Children's Health and Environment, and in that environment, we were really teaching parents a lot. And a lot of the moms, like as soon as they learned stuff, they felt guilty, like, oh my gosh, I wish I'd known, and, you know, my baby. And I said, no, don't go there. You can't go there because it's a matter of education. You can't go back. We can only go forward. And that's what we're going to do today. So, but you can make changes. Once you have an awareness, it's really hard not to act on it. So I really believe that that's part of our mission. Right, Carrie?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I'm so grateful that my son, who is now 18, has been raised as a green baby. He's never been exposed to this stuff. And, you know, when he used to go to school, I know you remember this, like if they actually did a mass cleaning to school, because they would, we already know they'd use bleaches and stuff, he would go to school on the Monday and he would be home within an hour. And it's almost like, you know, the school knew that if they did a mass cleaning, Sean wouldn't be at school for more than an hour because he would get the headaches, he'd start to get sick, he wouldn't feel well, and he'd have to leave the school because, again, we'll get into this in the next segment, but about the outgassing that takes place as well.
Yeah.
You know, like,
pretty scary.
Think about how many... It is. And outgassing, my friends, we'll get into it a little bit deeper in the next segment, but think about how many times you've gone into the grocery store. I love this scenario that we talk about all the time, Flo. And where do you go to get... You go into the cleaning aisle, and usually they have pet food there within the cleaning aisle, where, you know, you basically have to... You go in the aisle and you basically have to run out of there after a few minutes because the overwhelming of the smells and the toxics that are outgassing from these products, it's overwhelming. Like you can go down that aisle and you're down there for a couple of minutes and you might get up to the other aisle and start to have a headache because of this.
Yeah, it really, really bothers you. So, well, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you a little, you know, a few, quite a few, some facts and some stats, and they're pretty scary. At least I think they're scary. But sometimes, you know, we need those compelling reasons to make a change because we tend to do things a lot out of habit. We use the products we use. I did. I used, you know, Tide and Bounce and all those kind of things that I grew up with. You use them because your mom used them, because your sisters used them, and everybody used them, and so you use them. And so it's kind of a... it's kind of a little bit of a just conditioning, almost like a, it's not a brainwashing, but it is kind of a conditioning that, you know, you just go down the same path without giving it much thought. And then you start to do your own homework, or somebody opens the door for you a little bit, and once that door is open a little bit, the knowledge, you know, then you want more. You want more, you seek more. And I love that, and I love science. I mean, I have a science degree, and I love science. I love research. And so, you know, I've been able to expose myself to a lot of knowledge in that area, and so sharing it with other people. I have so much that I can't even, couldn't possibly, like Carrie said, squeeze it into this show, but we can give you enough to give you a start. You know, so you can actually look at, you know, where you are. But removing the toxins from your home is number one, like the first thing and the easiest thing for everybody to do to make an impact and a change in their lives, because we all do it. Okay, we all shop, we all buy, we all clean, you know. And it's not just the things that you're using, you know, for cleaning and laundry. It's also things that you're putting on your body, right? So like we said, what you put on, like Carrie said, so your personal care, your hair care, your skin care, the stuff, your pharmaceutical products, you know, things in your bathroom, those things as well. So anything that's going to get to you, because we know that products get to your body through ingestion, of course, and inhalation and absorption. And so that means on your skin, breathing it in, you know, all of those things. So that's something you got to be aware of. Also, I'm going to explain some of the terms related to toxic chemicals that you've probably heard. They're kind of scientific, but they're really easy to understand once you hear it. And so when we talk about these, many products are either one of those things or a couple of those things. So we'll talk about that. And these are things we're exposed to daily. And so we'll do that in the next section, right, Carrie?
Yes, sounds good. So when we get back, ladies and gentlemen, have your pens and paper ready, because Flo's going to come on with some crazy stats that are out there that will blow your mind. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Five Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Flo Faridin, who is a registered nurse and has a Bachelor in Science and Nursing degree, and we're speaking about clearing the vessel from the inside out. And before we went to break, Flo and I were just talking briefly, and we're going to get into some stats that will probably blow your mind, my friends. And it's all about, as she was saying, that a lot of the products that we bring in our home is just a repeated pattern, because it's always been that way. And as we all know right now, this is a big thing that so many of us in the spiritual community are breaking, is those repeated patterns or things that we've never really looked at differently because we didn't know any wiser. So, Flo, why don't you take over and start to share some of these stats with all of those that are listening in today.
All right, let's do that. So remember, this aspect of wellness today, really our goal, Carrie and I, and what we really want to do is always with wellness, and I'm sure that's why you guys are listening, is that we have, you know, your body, your mind, and your spirit are in balance. And so that's really what we're working on. And so let me give you some of these terms. And if you have a pen and paper handy, you know, you're not going to be able to write everything down that I say, but there might be some key things here that are important for you to note. First of all, a carcinogen. I think everybody's heard of carcinogens. It's kind of self-explanatory, you kind of know. And the substance that can cause or aggravate cancer. And this is in many popular cleaning products. So all-purpose cleaners, dishwashing liquid, furniture polish, oven cleaners, window cleaners, air fresheners, spray starch, flea, roach bombs, spot removers, all kinds of things. So those are products that have carcinogenic properties. Then a neurotoxin. That's the other word. And, you know, neuro refers to the brain. So it kind of tells you this is going to affect your brain. So it's any poisonous chemical that acts on the body's brain and nervous system. It can affect your cognitive function. It can it's been linked to reduced IQs in children. Known neurotoxins are found in some air fresheners, disinfectants, spot removers, permanent press fabrics. Often known neurotoxins are also things like mercury or manganese, but it's in a lot of chemicals, some very common products that people know. One very popular one that people spray around their house they think they need and everybody advertises it on TV, starts with an F. Anyways, so that's one, so you guys may know about that. And the next one is a mutagen. And that's any agent that causes a permanent genetic change in a cell. So it's mutagenicity is what it's called. And that refers to the capacity of a chemical or physical agent to bring about an unnatural permanent alteration. You get that word? Permanent alteration. And that's why the sooner we can get things out of the home, the better. Because you can't just say, well, you know, it's okay, and then we got rid of it, and so we're okay now. Some of these things have permanent damage. That's scary because when you're working, you know, when you're affecting a gene, that's permanent damage. Phenol, something that's used in spray starches, laundry detergents, all-purpose cleaners, air fresheners, disinfectants, furniture polish, things like that. And a lot of products that are mutagenic are also carcinogenic. Endocrine disruptors, that's another biggie. This can be naturally occurring hormones or man-made chemicals that may interfere with the body's hormonal or reproductive system. So endocrine disruptors can mimic or block or interfere with natural hormones, causing all sorts of problems to develop, including altered immune function, developmental disabilities, endometriosis, and some laundry detergents, even furniture waxes, metal polishes, they all contain endocrine disruptors, which can also be referred to as hormone mimics. So this is where we see a lot of things like, you know, women, little girls developing earlier than usual, lots of testicular cancer in young males, you know, some reproductive disorders, like all of those kind of things. And teratogens. Teratogens are substances that interfere with fetal development. So now, you know, we're talking about the baby, the fetus. So we really want to make sure that, you know, we have healthy babies. So that causes malformation or serious deviation from normal development of embryos and fetuses, some glass cleaners, all-purpose cleaners, spray starches. You're getting the story here, like all-purpose cleaners, this keeps coming up, laundry soap keeps coming up. So toxic chemicals, toxins, toxic substance, all of those words, toxic cloud, toxic pollutants, toxic waste, volatile organic compounds. There's machines that actually can measure the VOCs in people's homes. Long time ago on CBC, Carrie remembers this, on Marketplace, there was a show done. Wendy Mesley did it, and that was when she was struggling with cancer, and she thought that her cancer was due to her exposure to chemicals and got very involved with that whole movement. And so that show was called The Toxic Brew, and that was many years ago, and I'm telling you, it was right on. And that's, they were showing, you know, how they had this machine, you can go into the homes and you can measure the VOCs in people's homes. So, you know, there's a lot of words there that you've probably heard, and maybe they seem confusing to you, but really, you know, when you see any of those things, carcinogen, neurotoxin, mutagen, endocrine disruptors, you know, teratogens, and then anything with those kind of descriptors, you want to stay away from those. Okay, so that's, I think, a little bit of good knowledge just so you have a background to get started on. And, again, you know, let's think about you, your kids, your family, the environment. You know, when we're talking about this, we're not, you know, just helping ourselves. We are part of a much bigger, you know, picture. You guys, you know, when we talk about spirit, it's not individual. It's the whole world around us. It's your environment. We're living in it. And so where do you start? Well, with yourself, with your own home. where else should I start, right? So I have to buy the products anyways. That was my attitude when I looked at it. I'm buying them anyways. I'm using them anyways. Well, why wouldn't I use a safer alternative if I knew what it, you know, and knew what it was? And so it's kind of like outgassing all of these things. Having them in your home, they outgas in the environment. That's why you can't walk down that aisle. They've never been opened, those bottles, but they're outgassing. It's something to do with their microscopic formation, is that they can, you know, they can go out into the air. It's called outgassing. It's a phenomena. You can look at it as damaging even if you're not using the product. Okay, so it doesn't mean that you don't have to use it for it to have harm. So you got to remember that. So it's kind of like a loaded gun. And so it's a great analogy. Sort of like somebody knocking at your door. You open the door, and there's a guy there standing there with a gun. And you say, sure, come on in. You know, come right in. So, you know, you kind of got to think about that. So the trigger, obviously, is you opening the door and letting him in. And then, obviously, once he's in the house, well, you know, if he uses that gun, that's not good. That's not a good consequence. So we want to really be preventative in our thinking here, but that's the same kind of thing that we're talking about. It just happens a lot slower. So, you know, we have one body. That's it. It's the one we're given with. You know, when we're born with one body. So we need to take really good care of it. And then also you can influence other people. And I think one of the things we don't think about very much is that when we've done that in our home, and the products that we use, Carrie and I, they are biodegradable. Mm-hmm. We're not just helping ourselves. We are a piece of the bigger picture. And I maybe didn't think about that so much at the beginning, but now I have a much bigger handle on globally, you know, that if we can be on the right side of that picture, it's a much better feeling than contributing to all the things that are changing, you know, happening, like climate change and so on. So I think there's a bigger picture there too, Carrie.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, again, when you're doing your laundry, what happens to it, my friends? It goes down the drain. So all those chemicals you put in to clean your clothes out are now going out into the water system, which is eventually going into Gaia. So, again, this is the bigger picture. And, again, clearing the toxics out of your home is probably one of the easiest ways to really get started. You know, like I said, Flo could talk about so much. And I truly contribute to going green a long time ago to the health that I'm in today. I'm almost 48 years old, and I don't take any type of drugs, medication. And people look at me like, what do you mean you're not on anything? Well, I just take my vitamins and I live in a very, you know, clean home. And it makes a huge difference out there. And I mean, Flo and, you know, you and Gary are a little bit older than myself. And even you, like at your age, like you guys are perfectly healthy.
We are, and we are not on any medication, and it really does make a difference in your energy, your acuity. You know, we want to keep our brain cells going and healthy for a long, long time, so we don't need to add toxic chemicals to, you know, really alter who we are and what we're about. There's a lot of conditions, you know, we're going to talk about kids a lot, but everything we're talking about is related to adults. It's just you have to consider that, you know, we all start, you know, as children, and we're much more susceptible as kids, obviously, and we do whole seminars about kids' health and environment that are, you know, pretty detailed and really parents really, you know, enjoy learning about it. But this is, you know, everything you think about, like cancers, asthma, allergies, ADD, now diabetes, you know, other things not related so much to chemicals, but even obesity, you know, is a little bit related because of the hormone disruption that can cause people to gain weight easier. And so, again, you know, it does have an effect as well. And so you want to, you know, you want to look at some of the compelling reasons why. Why do you want to detoxify your home? So, again, we're looking at the bigger picture, but we're also looking at things that, you know, we already know. So we know that women who work in the home have a 54% higher incidence of dying from cancer than women who work outside of the home. We know now that thousands of children are poisoned by cleaning products every year, so never mind what they're doing to you insidiously, but, you know, you can also be poisoned by them by, you know, ingesting them or pouring them on their skin and having third-degree burns and, you know, all of these other different kinds of things, and pets as well, by the way. So we know that. We also know that now there are double the chemicals in the home than there used to be. And so that's, you know, it's not getting less, it's getting more. And that's since the 1950s. And that we also know that now we spend over 90% of our time indoors. Especially children are spending a lot more time indoors than they used to. You know, when we were kids, we were outside all the time. I grew up in Saskatchewan. It is cold over there, and we were outside all the time, like even in the winter time. And now, you know, kids with tech and, you know, everything that they have, and adults too, we're spending so much more time indoors. Our homes and offices are much more airtight. So if you put, you know, put yourself inside more, you're in a more airtight environment, surrounded by more chemicals, more electrical exposure as well. You know, why is it such a shock that we have an increase in chronic conditions like asthma and allergies, cancer, ADD, all of these things? It's not a shock. It's a natural consequence of exposure to things that, you know, we do have some control over. So those are some of the things that have changed, like, over the last few years. Things have changed a lot. You know, when I was a kid and I was in school, and it wasn't that long ago, I mean, I, you know, not that old, but, you know, when I went to school, there was none of that. Like, there were no peanut allergies, like, heaven forbid. Like, people would have starved if they didn't have peanut butter. So, there, you know, there were no peanut allergies. There was no ADD. In those days, you know, it was pretty much called BAD, and they had a very special treatment for that. But now, you know, we have all of these conditions. You know, autism, very rare. Like, really, you just didn't hear about those things. Even conditions like fibromyalgia and, you know, so many conditions that were just, you know, we didn't even know about back then. So, but for kids, like, that kind of exposure, it's telling us, you know, it's really, unless you have your, you know, head in the sand, or you never turn on a TV or read an article or see a headline, that it's really become pretty common knowledge. You know, it's out there. So it's something that you can see as well. And there's a lot of articles, and I can go back as far as the 1999, 1997. Here's some examples of some of the headlines. This was in a very well-known magazine, Lifestyle News: Shocking Risk from Household Products, and it shows like a big X and, you know, all the scary. Act now before you get sick. People may develop aches, depression, and exhaustion from everyday chemicals. And then this in the Toronto Star as late as 1997: Cleansers cause fears over cancer. In 96, Danger Zone: Our homes are host to a growing range of hazardous chemicals that are being blamed in part for the rising cancer. In spring, 2002, Is Your Home Making You Sick? Some household products are listed as workplace hazards. And then I already told you about the CBC one. And, of course, there's a lot more today, a lot more in the news.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sure a lot of people are sitting back right now going, wow. So when we get back, my friends, I think we're going to wow you even more with some of the wisdom and knowledge she shares with you about clearing out the vessel. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back after the break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Flo Faridin, who is a registered nurse and a Bachelor in Science and Nursing degree, is speaking to all of us with regards to clearing the vessel from the inside out. And I could feel Flo getting moved. I love listening to Flo. So, Flo, I'm just going to hand it back over to you so you can continue sharing all this beautiful wisdom and knowledge with those that are listening in.
Okay. All right. All right, so here's some more stats. So cancer is now the number 2 killer of adults, but it's the leading cause of death and disease in children. And here's some stats I'm going to share from you from some different sources, but some really, really, really good books and articles. But in the U.S., in childhood cancer, it is now, like we said, the leading cause of death by disease for children between the ages of 1 and 19, and increasing by a big percentage, like something like 20 to 30%, which is really, really high. And I will tell you, in children, the most common cancers are brain and leukemia. So those are the things you're going to see, and we saw that a lot at McMaster. I worked really close to the clinic where the kids came in for treatment, which was really hard to watch. The asthma rate has tripled in the last 20 years, and so now, you know, it says like 1 in 5 children suffer from asthma. Seriously? That's something else we didn't see. Like, there might be one kid in the whole school when I went to school, and we were very protective of those children. But now teachers will tell you that, you know, when the kids take break or they have recess, the teachers have to hold all their, you know, their puffers. You know, they have like, it's like a gun belt sort of with all these little puffers on it because, you know, in case the kid needs the puffer. Last year, over 25,000 children were exposed to poison or poisoned by household cleaning. You know, so all of these things are the compelling rings, you know, the compelling reasons why you want to get the poisons out of your house. And of course, we know there's a big environmental link for that. So we have to rethink, you know, how we clean our homes. And, you know, what's the most logical place to start is just to have better alternatives, you know, so that you don't have to be worried every time you go clean your toilet or wash your floors or do your laundry. Childhood asthma, this is another one, leading cause of emergency room visits and absenteeism from school. And the rates of autism are rising fast. And here's another one, rheumatoid arthritis. You know, that's something you didn't see in kids very much before, but now there's a huge increase in rheumatoid arthritis in children, and that's a really debilitating disease. Again, when I worked at the clinic for kids with Crohn's and IBD, right next door was the rheumatology clinic for kids, and there was a little girl in there, and she was 5 years old, and she'd already had rheumatoid arthritis for a while. When she came in, although I didn't work in that clinic often, they asked me to give her shots. I was good at that, so I had to give her gold shots. It was awful. It was terrible. So, you know, these are things that shouldn't be happening. Premature births, problems conceiving, birth defects, these are all on the rise. And a lot of it, you know, is a direct result of having toxic chemicals in our everyday household cleaning products. So you really, you know, we really have to think about that and what we want to do. We want to lower that toxic burden. We don't want to add to it every time we wash our dishes or disinfect our toilet, as I said. And the good news is that there are safer ways to do that. You know, Carrie and I have been doing it for a long, long time. So you can keep your homes dirt-free and germ-free without sacrificing quality or investing extra time or money. And so that's an important thing to know, that there is an alternative and it's easy. And you know, we grew up associating clean with that chemical smell. You know, so a lot of people, you'd come into somebody's house and you'd say, oh, you've been cleaning. Why? Well, because you could either smell bleach or things like Pine Sol or, you know, something that really kind of hurt your nostrils. But that was the sign that you had a clean house. And you know, bleach is one of the worst. So we're gonna talk a little bit about some of the actual ingredients that are really, really scary, that a lot of people don't realize. The commercial dishwashing things, you know, they usually have bleach in them. Combine them with hot water, and what it creates is chlorine vapors or chlorine gas, and that can be absorbed right into your skin and lungs. And I'm reading this right out of a scientific book. That same upholstery shampoos, nerves, liver, kidneys can be affected. So there's so many things that, you know, we just don't think about, take for granted. Air fresheners, really big baddies, big neurotoxins, you know, those are really scary things. So although we have proven hazards of some of these main ingredients, very few conventional household cleaners have ever really been evaluated for their long-term impact on humans and particularly children's health. They haven't been tested for that, but they know they're terrible. And it's really interesting because if you go to the manufacturer safety data sheets, which you can get online for all kinds of ingredients, you'd be blown away by some of these ingredients and how harmful they are. I'm going to give you some really specific examples about a few things about what's making our kids sick and our pets sick and the environment sick. And if we don't want a sick pet, child, ourselves, or the environment, you know, we just have to make some very simple changes. It's not hard. You know, we shop all the time. We can just make better decisions. And Carrie and I, you know, we can help you with that because we've been doing it for a long time. So people will make that switch to non-toxic products that work better and feel better. And, you know, are, like we said, not giving people unpleasant odors, allergies, watery eyes, rashes, you know, all that kind of stuff that you can get just from your using your sponge, right? So let's look at one of these things, formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is really used a lot. So is chlorine. They're cheap. Okay, so these chemicals are super, super, super cheap. And, you know, they can clean because they work with a caustic chemical reaction that is burns, like it burns. That's why you don't want it on your skin, right? And, of course, if people really read the labels, there's probably a lot of things that they wouldn't use, and I'll give you an example of that a little later. But let's talk about formaldehyde. This is what you can learn from the safety data sheets about formaldehyde. It may cause cancer, birth defects, and genetic damage. It will cause skin reactions, heart palpitations, headaches, depression, joint pain, chronic fatigue, chest pains, ear infections, dizziness, loss of sleep, coughs, colds, asthma. It's found in over 300 products used in your home. It's in shampoos. It's in baby products. You know, like, it's scary stuff. And this list lists a lot of the products by name, by the way, which I won't do, but it's just so common. And it's in a lot of scented things, you know, too, that people use in their laundry. So you just have to really think about it. The average home now has 65 chemicals. It might be difficult for you to figure out, but it really isn't hard to change. But really, honestly, if we just read labels better, there's a lot of things we would not bring in the home just by reading what it says. Like, here's an example. So we look at typical household cleaning products, and then you read shocking warnings that say things like use in a well-ventilated area. Or there's one that I remember says remove pets from the room. I'm thinking, remove your pets from the room? Is it that bad? I have to remove the pets from the room, but it's okay for me to go in there and spray this around? We'd call the bathroom cleaners like Tilex and so on, we'd call those spray and run, because pretty much that's what you had to do. Other warnings, avoid direct contact with the product. Excessive inhalation can cause headaches, drowsiness, nausea, or lack of coordination. Right on the label, it'll tell you these things. We have to get better at reading that and understanding that, you know, this means something. Those are really frightening things. And I am going to give you an example of one of those in just a little bit. But easy to make that switch, okay? Chlorine.
Yeah. Formaldehyde. Really, even, unsafe. Before we get into this, Flo,
go ahead.
Isn't that what they put into you when you pass? They put formaldehyde in you so you don't kind of rot,
embalming.
Correct?
Embalming. Embalming.
When they embalm, it's formaldehyde. Exactly. They don't even have to, like, this is something I know I've learned from you that, you know, if somebody passes away in their house, it might take them at least a week before somebody even knows that they're actually dead because they don't smell the way they used to be. We have so much formaldehyde in our bodies that we just don't rot away. Is that correct?
It's not the same. Yeah, it is. And I remember, you know, when we did our anatomy, you know, when I went back to school the second time, but when we did anatomy classes, and of course, you know, we practiced on cadavers, which, you know, I'm not doing this to make you sick or anything. We didn't have a choice. But it wasn't just, you know, that we had to do that. It was a great way to learn. But we would almost all get sick. Like, seriously, just from the smell, like it's from the formaldehyde. Yeah. Everybody would have headaches. Yeah. Your eyes would be watering. Some people were puking. Like, it was not pretty. So, you know, that's just from being exposed to the fumes that came from the formaldehyde. So, you know, you got to think about it. It's also in a lot of products you buy, like in your home. You know, so sometimes you'll see now where you're getting formaldehyde-free kind of things, you know. It is really, really bad, but, again, very, very cheap. And so it's used a lot in, you know, in everyday things that we're putting on our body. We're putting on our body, okay, in shampoos and body care products and children's products. And so, of course, you know, absorption, that's how it happens. So it's getting there, and, you know, we know that that's why we're getting a lot of problem with you know, pediatric problems and with us as well, you know, with sickness and allergies and people developing conditions and cancers and, you know, everything else. So that's one example. That's formaldehyde, okay? So we have other stats that I think are a little scary. There's 150 chemicals found in the home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. And today, children have chemical exposures from birth that their parents, you know, us at this generation, their parents didn't have until they were adults, because children are exposed to toxins at an early age, and also in utero. So even the fetus, you know, there's children now are being born with eczema. Shouldn't be born with eczema. So that is, you know, say exposure to the mother through, you know, chemicals and so on that's passing through to the baby. And there's all kinds of things. They did tested blood. I have an article here somewhere where they tested the blood of from the umbilical cord of a newborn and all of the chemicals that they found in it. And, you know, this is normal. You know, this is not like abnormal. This is what's normally happening. So kind of scary. And, you know, we just need to pay attention to it, be a little bit more aware of what's out there so that we can make better choices and, you know, protect ourselves and our families. You know, it's a really, really important factor. Now, what's the alternative? Well, you know, you can go to the health food store or, you know, specialty store. You know, I have someone who uses our products now, but before was running all over town because she had two little kids. Once she had children, she said, you know, I just really became aware of this, and I just really was on a mission to use healthier products. And so she said she had to go through several brands before she found some that she was satisfied with in terms of them working. She's like, they seemed safer, but they didn't work very well. Well, I have to say the products we use, they don't just, you know, they're not just safer and healthier. They actually work better, and we actually save money by using them. But normally that's what you'd have to do, right? Go to a specialty store, go to the health food store. Now, you know, grocery store, you have more, but you still have to read the labels, because sometimes you'll be tricked. It'll say scent free and this free and that free, but it still has a bunch of other chemicals in it. But the label's kind of enticing, and they can put green on labels on products that are not that green. It's called greenwashing. It's a whole phenomena. You can look it up, greenwashing. There was a show on Marketplace about that as well. It was really interesting. So you can look that up as well. But greenwashing means they're talking about green products that are not they're not really green. So it's called greenwashing. And so you want to be aware of what you're reading and just be a little bit better consumer. But again, if you're going to a specialty store, you're going to be paying a lot more for a product. So, you know, you don't want to have to be doing that. And then there's things that have replaced phosphates, because when they banned phosphates, because, you know, it's killing all the little fishies and destroying our waters, they replaced them with something called NTEs. And they have other chemical problems, you know, other kinds of effects. So they replace it with something that, okay, it's not phosphate, but it also has other things that are just as harmful in the long run. So we want to make sure that for our children, everything's clean and safe and, you know, environmentally, we can help them thrive, really.
Beautiful. So when we get back, Flo will wrap up with a few more wonderful wisdom and knowledge words, and we'll be back right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Flo Faridin, who is an RN and a Bachelor in Science degree in nursing, has been joining me. And we've been talking about clearing the vessel from the upside in. And this is the time of the show where I actually just tap into spirit. And really all spirit wants to say to those that are listening this week, welcome to no longer being in Mercury retrograde, first of all. We're finally out of this. And, you know, this is going to allow you guys to be able to take action on a lot of what you're hearing today, because spirit's saying, you know, really at the end of the day, my friends, don't beat yourself up. You know, stand up for yourself and your family, knowing that there are all alternatives out there, and not all alternatives are really, really expensive. Again, this is where the greenwashing goes. They're saying that, you know, you might turn around and go to a product and say, oh, I want to go green, and then you look at it and it's five times more expensive than your regular product. But is it really? You know, and is the toxics really out of it? And this is where you need to do your research, and this is where I'm so glad that I ran into Flo and Gary, because they helped me educate so that as a single mother, I can remove the products from my home, and I can actually, you know, I'm not spending any more money than I already am on my soap and toothpaste. And Spirit is saying, you know, it's time for the world to wake up, because we're doing this on behalf of all of humanity as well as Gaia. So I'm not going to get too deep into this. Spirit's just saying, you know, wake up, my friends. And know that there are all alternatives there that are not going to cost you any more than what all you're already spending. And that's where Flo comes in. And Flo was going to, we're in the middle of launching her new website, and it's going to be coming out fairly soon because we just got out of Mercury retrograde. So anybody who wants to get a hold of Flo, you want to go to greensense@rogers.com. That's greensense, S-E-N-S-E, at rogers.com. You can also find this information on my website at carrieturcotte.com if you want to contact Flo a little bit more. So, Flo, I'm just going to leave it over to you, and you can end up the show with more information regarding removing toxicities from your home.
Okay. Well, you've done a great job at, you know, wrapping that all up. And things that you need to know that you don't want. You don't want any ammonia, chlorine, formaldehyde, phosphates, phenols, naphthas, phthalates. Phthalates are found in baby products and plastics and, you know, really bad. The last thing that's been banned is triclosan, an antibacterial agent. Also, the products we use don't have any parabens or, you know, any of those kind of toxic ingredients that we just mentioned. So really, you know, all of those products, all of those ingredients free is what we're looking at. And, you know, use things that have natural ways to clean, biodegradable. Everything we have is biodegradable, but also uses a lot of natural ingredients and enzymes and surfactants and, you know, extracts that are solvents, natural solvents, so that everything actually works in a better way, but it's pleasant to use. And, of course, you know, there's nothing harmful happening. So chlorine. Chlorine is a really, really common. Chlorine bleach, chlorine byproduct. Products, you know, chlorine found in dishwashers and, you know, all kinds of different kinds of things. But we're assaulted by it all the time. When we shower, swim, sleep, put on our clothes, even cook, a lot of things are left in your clothes. So you, if you're putting it in anything that's in your laundry, and a lot of it is right in the laundry soap, then it's obviously staying in your clothes. It's, you're sleeping on it. You're, it's on your sheets. It's on your clothes. It's next to your skin. It's being absorbed into your skin. You're also inhaling the fumes from it. Used as a disinfectant in our water systems, bleach in the production of paper and cloth. That's an active ingredient in a lot of household cleaners, from laundry detergents right to scrubs and all of that kind of stuff. Obviously, so it can cause severe damage. It's a real irritant to the skin, eyes, membranes, inhaled. When it's inhaled, chlorine fumes irritate the nose, throat, lungs, causing coughing, shortness of breath, phlegm buildup, pulmonary edema, and so on and so on and so on. It just goes on and on. It's very, very scary. I'm just going to read you one example before we go, because I think it's good to leave you with one really true example of something we see. Again, I won't name the product, but what I did was I took a picture of the front of this product, and I'll tell you, it's a very common, popular, well-advertised toilet bowl cleaner, and we know that toilet bowl cleaners are one of the most toxic products around, which is pretty terrible. But what I did, we took a picture of the front of the container, and we took a picture of the back of the container, and on the front it does have a pretty big danger sign there that most people don't pay any attention to. But on the back, the warnings and the all the lingo on the back is scary, scary, scary. So it actually has a whole paragraph on the directions on how to handle the bottle. And saying this even, in big letters, avoid squeezing bottle when opening, and then all the directions on how to use it. Then the next section has a big arrow, and it's all about the danger things. Keep out of the reach of children, danger, corrosive to eyes and skin. Safety data sheets will tell you that this will actually burn your skin right off. Harmful or fatal if swallowed. People die from, you know, drinking this. Avoid contact with eyes, skin, or clothing. Do not breathe vapor. How do you do that? How do you clean your toilet and hold your breath? Like, you know, of course you're going to breathe it. Do not mix with bleach or other chlorinated compounds. Now, this is really funny. This product should not be used or placed on toilet lids, vanities, sinks, bathtubs, cabinets, countertops, rugs, floors, etc. In other words, you can't even put the container down anywhere in your bathroom. Like, you really want this in your home. Then it gives you a whole list of first aid treatments, very scary stuff as well. And the active ingredient, of course, is hydrochloric acid. So, you know, this is not a good thing. And so when I show people this picture on the back and I ask them to read these few little things that I point out, and I ask them, now, if you read this about a product, would you bring that product home? And everybody says, no, never, no way, I don't want that in my house. I would never use something that was that dangerous. And then I show them the front of the picture, which has the product label and everything. You know, they kind of freak out a little bit because it's a product they've had in their home, or they're very familiar with it, or they've used that brand. So, you know, again, it's just, we started with awareness at the beginning. We want to close with awareness because it's something that we said it's so easy to do. And, you know, when Carrie and I now, we've been using, you know, much healthier, safer products for a long, long time. And so, again, using all natural ways to dissolve dirt and so easily. Like, the fact is that they work so much better. And we have a product that's a natural disinfectant. It will kill staph, strep, E. coli, salmonella, pseudomonas, the swine flu virus, 99.9%. And it's all natural. It's made from the oil of thyme and lemon. So, you know, this is something you can spray on your kids' toys, whatever. And it talks about, you know, understanding germs and how they work and where you really need to take care of it and where you don't need to worry about it. You know, some examples, things like aerosols, you know, why you don't want aerosols, because they have chemical propellants and they are flammable, you know, so it's not just dangerous to you. It can cause fires. And so, you know, we look at this whole range of things, and it's just a really it's a really good feeling to know that we don't have to worry about those things. But I have to tell you, it's much more rewarding when we know we can impact other people's lives in a positive way. You know, and what you're doing, Carrie, with your, you know, with your website and your education, and I really think that there's such a great tie-in for taking care of our bodies and our minds, our spirit, everything all connected in balance. And this is such an easy way and such an easy first step for everybody to do to make sure they have that, you know, that really, that vessel that's clean and clear and able to function in a much better way, you know. So I really believe that.
Absolutely. And you know what they're telling me to bring up is, you know, the story about how, you know, when you do your laundry, my friends, and you throw it in, don't you notice after a few washes you start to get those little balls? Remember when we talked about this one? And you're wondering why your clothes are getting all these little balls. But it's because when you throw it in the machine, what's actually happening is it's burning your clothes to get rid of the dirt. And I know you can explain this a little bit more, but this is what they wanted me to bring up, and how we had that, you know, you would show people that piece of string, and when you put it inside laundry detergent with water for an hour, and at the end of the hour, it was already gone. It dissolved.
Well, if you put just a little piece of wool, if you put a piece of yarn in a tiny bit of bleach, in 10 minutes, it disappears. It's gone. Like, it's totally eaten. No trace of it, no color of it, nothing. It's just totally eaten away. Yep. And with laundry soap, it's so corrosive. Like, it's actually corrosive. It'll rust. If you put laundry soap in a little bit of water and you just leave it in a jar like a sealer, it will rust the lid. After a little bit of time, the lid literally corrodes and rusts. You know, like, that blew me away. I didn't expect that to happen. I just wanted to show that it didn't dissolve, like that it never actually goes into full solution. That's what I wanted to show. And then the lids, you know, actually, like, just totally disappeared. They totally got eaten. What is that? Well, that's the chemical reaction, and it wasn't even touching the lid. It was just the fumes that actually ate the lid. I'm glad you reminded me about that, Carrie, because that was really dramatic. And, you know, so it's not shocking that this stuff is hurting our bodies when you can see what it does to chemicals and metals, like what a chemical can do to a metal. Imagine what it does to your cells and your bloodstream and your skin, you know, your lungs. you know, all of these things, we just have to really, really think about it. It's just a really, very dramatic. But, yeah, thanks for reminding me about that, because that is pretty interesting. We're eating, things, cleaners work with a corrosive, abrasive, caustic action, and that destroys fabrics. It, you know, hurts your skin and creates all of these problems. And so there are better natural alternatives that don't do any of that. And we're pleased about it, and, you know, made a difference in our
absolutely
lives, and it certainly helped a lot of others.
And again, it's just for those that are listening to the show, you are listening to the show because you're spiritual. You want to get more in tune with who you are at a higher level, at a soul level. And when you don't have these toxic chemicals in your body, it becomes a lot more easier to tap into higher self. And again, I truly, you know, thank Flo and Gary for introducing to me this so long ago, because I wasn't into my abilities that I am now. I kind of hid them away. But over the years, it's when spirit decided to turn the channel on full swing. It went on full swing and boom, there was no going back. You know, it was, but I also understand that it's because I had a clear vessel. And again, with the education and the fun and, you know, my friends, go get yourself a mason jar and put some of your laundry soap in it with some water and shake it up and just leave it in there for a week and see what happens. You'd be, this is stuff that you can do yourself to understand that there are other alternatives. And I couldn't, you know, say, you know, go to a more knowledgeable person than Flo and Gary, because they know what they're talking about. And never mind getting into the statin drugs and stuff. Like when people are going, oh my gosh, I got this wrong, I'm like, go, just go talk to Flo. Flo's the walking, you know, nurse, not me. You know, I don't know what, because again, I don't take statin drugs, but this is something that, again, Flo knows so much wisdom and knowledge when it comes to all of this. And we just even scratched the surface with what she knows. So if anybody is looking for alternative ways of how to remove the toxicities from your home, more education about what we've talked about, again, please reach out to Flo Ferritin. You can send her an email at greensense@rogers.com. You can also find that information on my website. And I will be making an announcement on my website. It will go in the newsletter when Flo's website does come out. Again, it's a Mercury. We just came out of the Mercury retrograde, so we're working with it, getting ready to launch that out. So when it gets ready to go out, you guys will actually have that information right there at your fingertips. So thank you so much for joining me, Flo. I really appreciate you coming forward this week and talking about this.
Thank you for having me on. It was a real pleasure. Take care.
Thank you, everyone. You have a wonderful week. And I'll see you all next week on 5 Days Radio. So we'll move those talks.
Bye, all.
My friends. I mean, you might be very interested in what you actually find. Take care, and we'll see you. Bye.